name the pub?
Seven Wise Barns.
Where's Cotton Wall?
On paper.
Where's Cotton Wall? Where?
Cotton Wall.
Cotton Wall, yeah.
All the cash that we asked, yes, I want to go over what we said yesterday, but I should have all the cash that we asked were found. Might have been back later, because I don't know what to tell you, but let's just go through what we said. We spoke yesterday about price tags or laundry labels on a beggar, what you're supposed to do. Right, Moishi? That was the question. Remember? If you've got a price tag or a laundry label on your beggar, what to do? Let me go through the various things first of all. So, interesting chubba here. Baruch Hashem, I picked up from Moishe Feinstein, actually. See, Moishe's here. What did we say here? So, let me show you first of all. You see, chubba from Moishe Feinstein. I mean, I can't give you a hachro what to do because there's so many different opinions here, but it's just what we were speaking about. Is it coming there? Shabbos, chapter 38, or 38. Chapter 8, or 38. Yeah, very interesting. It's by Mr. Shiloh. The Torah, Chavez Lohib Torah Vayra. That's a Chavez, it brings out in America, I think it is. Who would be shame on God and Moshe Feinstein? Moshe Feinstein writes, Noeg Balechadus Kibbus Begodim. It's the meaning of the dry cleaners to join chatiches niyah de machat bazar, they call staples. Sha'olav mispam yuchad asamim balabegim. You put a number on it, so the dry cleaner knows who it belongs to. So interesting is loshen of Ramosha. Mutter lot says imob Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, but the shochak lo si rekoyed on Shabbos. So you've got to take out before Shabbos. The botla legabe habeget. It's nullified to the beget. The Dafkadova Choshe Kesef was over the bottle, at Kandashoino. So Ramosha looks like he's taking on that always these price tags and the labels are always bottled to the beggar. It's got no chashivas, it's nothing, it's a piece of paper which got no chashivas to it at all. It's not like silver and gold that you stick on your beggar, which you want, it's got chashivas. That can't become bottled to the beggar. But this, he says, is bottled to the beggar. Then he manages to bring out a story. He asks Ramosha, Ramosha says it's talking about Beshochach Lossir, you forgot to take it off. Yeah, that means Ramosha says it looks like IDs take up beforehand. So he says, why? If it's bottled to the beggar, why can't you wear it? What's the problem with having it in your beggar? So he brings this swarm, like you spoke about yesterday, that some people want to say, there's a swarm from someone, that the belt you want to take it off sometime, maybe then you say it's not bottled to the beggar. Very interesting swarm this, yeah? That the belt you don't want the label on the whole time. You want to take it off, eventually you want to take it off, and maybe you can't bottle it. Again, Ramosha and the Sonar of Falk also says this, Lechaira, that a price tag and a price label is always bottled to the beggar. Yeah, it looks like, doesn't make a difference how it's in, doesn't make a difference how it's on, if it's on the outside of the beggar, the inside of the beggar, it's always bottled, and even though it looks funny on the outside, Lechaira, they're not machalik, how they say it's got no chashivas, it's got no value to it, and therefore it becomes toffle to the beggar. It's not. What? And it looks like you don't want to take it off because that's what he wants to learn from Moshe. Moshe says, "Shoch al asira," and that's a whole chiddush from Moshe that really should take it off, and you want to take it off afterwards. But it's a chiddush that, yeah. That's how Moshe learns. In the Sefer Lama Tes Melachos, Rabbi Riviat, he mummies tithes note. He tithes any time you want to take it off, it's a problem. Alright, he makes a chiddush. Am I aware? This is what we spoke about also yesterday. If it's on outside the beggar, but you don't like it, you don't want it on there. Then he finds that's a problem on Shabbos. And he's machme on staples, like we said. He's not the maker, like we said yesterday, from staples. We spoke yesterday from Eichel Shabbos, that a staple in a beggar maybe can still take off. He is machme Rabbi Riviat, and he says if it's stapled on the outside of the beggar, you got a problem on Shabbos. But you want to take it off, and you're embarrassed with it, it's a masri, and you can't wear that beggar on Shabbos. And the Eichel Shabbos, it seems to go with this matter, actually. Oh. I've got a muzzle. Oh no, here it is. The Urcha Shabbos seems to go with this. Urcha Shabbos says, let's see if I can find it here. Apparently, you're out of sleep. Urcha Shabbos. Wrong Maramachim here. He's also he's machmi here, I think. Let's see, also I'm going to show him. We saw this yesterday, one. I mean, I've got them yesterday's one. Coupe B, sorry. He makes a hit like this. Let's talk about a laundry label game. He says over here, Im Adam in a map with lost to if he doesn't mind the label on, the Aini Mafia Le Clau muts a lot to his boy. If it doesn't bother him at all, he's allowed to go out with it. Im map with lost as a tvia has it, if he isn't map, he doesn't want it, much less it's on the outside of the baguette. Rak shock a lasgin radioim, can she nips and mock him golly with Dakla Sierra, yes, loch shame he betail a beggar, but how is that masui? So we've got interesting matlokas over here. Looks like Moshe and Rabbi Falk are saying that these things have got no value to themselves. They're always bottled the beggars. Orach HaShabbos and Rabbi Ribiak, they're learning that if it's in a place where it disturbs you and you want to take it off, then you can't say it's bottled the beggars. You mustn't wear it on Shabbos. So he's Makel, the Orach HaShabbos is Makel, the Gabbai staple, and he says that you can undo the staple on Shabbos in certain cases. But Rabbi Ribiak is Takamach, and he says it's the problem. Very interesting thing. Yeah, so he's not going to make a difference between the inside and outside. It depends where. Maybe it's in the inside of the thing, then the chayyim don't mind. If it's on the outside, then the chayyim bothers you. A person doesn't want to wear it when it's on the outside. Doesn't bother you, probably. No one sees it. It's only on a jacket. People can see what's going on, and people don't like it. That's when there's a problem. So the Moedik Chiddush actually comes out being nothing in action in this, yeah? Where you can wear these labels on, what do you call it? The other thing I wanted to clear out also was very interesting. Someone's more over this. I said to you that a while ago when I was in Stamford Hill, I mean, now I don't know what happens anymore now, but Marshall, when we were in Stamford Hill many years ago, the women, when they used to wear their jewellery, they used to put it, when they went in the street, under their blouse. Very interesting, Shaila, actually. Is that okay? So many poskim hold that is a problem. When you wear tachshit, jewellery, you have to wear the jewellery in a way that's normally worn. That means, Avada, when a woman goes out in the street, she puts a raincoat over it, you can't see the jewellery anyway, yeah? But that is the normal way of wearing it, that's mutter. If a person were to tuck it under their shirt, their blouse... Yeah, that's a much interesting point. I'm not sure about this. Interesting, yeah. Interesting. But not everyone does it, it's not everyone. It's an interesting thing. So there, yes, Lodun. And then someone asked over here, which is a good point actually, which the Chari is right. Someone said, Moshe, some of these men who wear necklaces, they tuck away under their shirts. It's an interesting thing actually. I'm not well versed in that, but I think.
You people... see it.
Yeah, okay. So you can see over here, that's what they do, yeah? So that's what they're doing. I don't know what, who's meant to see it, I don't know. Just see the chain hanging down? Good luck to you. I'm not sure you have to know what it is. So that, what? I'm saying it's funny. What's the point of it? No one can see it if it's under your shirt. But people do it. It's summertime last night. People do it. People do it. That's the way. Sorry? I come to Shmira. That's a very interesting thing. So the Maestro, that's an interesting point. I come to one minute. Hold it. So the Chayyim, that is, if the men normally wear it like that, if that is the way they walk around with it, and that's how they work the whole week, many men walk like that. That's the area. They have it under their shirts. That is the way. The Chayyim is a swat, that should be okay, tackle them. If that's what you do.
Never worn.
Yeah, you don't know. You're not, you're not well versed in that. Okay. The other thing we spoke about also is interesting, Shaila, also, when we spoke about another thing, the reflectors, that's also interesting, Shaila. Yeah, yeah. Reflectors that are on a person. So this is a big tumult here. This was a few years ago, there was a big tumult about this. I don't know why, because the Rabbonim advised that once you wear reflectors, actually. There was a big thing with the Rabbonim, actually, whether that's mutter on Shabbos. What's the shayla? I'm not sure exactly what a shayla is. It's an interesting thing, actually. You're wearing something on top of your beged. I mean, if it's sewn on and it becomes part of the beged, there's no shayla, yeah? That's mamisa, an intrinsic part of the beged. It's become a top of the beged. The shayla is you get these things that you could just take on and off. The shayla is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Are you allowed to wear that in the street on Shabbos? So this interesting thing over here, what the shayla is over here. Who did I see this from? This was reflectors. So here, again, he brings... Of course, an interesting Shaila here. He says, many poskim allow a reflector to be worn outdoors. What's the riot? Interesting what the riot. What's the riot's mutter? He says, a bit machlokes. What the riot at its mutter? Some bring a riot, an interesting thing, from a case of an evet. An evet that is meant to be owned by a person, he used to wear something on his feet called kavolim, like chains. They were meant to be a shmira, it couldn't run away. That, it says, a person is allowed to wear on Shabbos. The Eved is allowed to wear on Shabbos. He's got no key to take it off, even though an Eved's got to keep Shabbos. He's got a din like a woman, he's got to keep the midst of Shabbos, but he's allowed to wear these chains. Why is he allowed to wear it? It's a shmira. It's meant to, well, he says over here, the two in the Adam, and the Chaboshim, and the Zikim, and the Chaboshim, and the Chaboshim, and the shmira in a Masa, which ever meant to guard something is not called a Masa. So he brings over here, so who are din a reflector, which is meant to guard a person Kolchkin, that's what it is. The reflector is meant to guard a person. It's meant to be shomer a person. That's what it's doing. That's what it's on for. Therefore, as a sprout says, that's shumota. Yes, yes, Lord. It's an interesting thing, actually. I must say it's
not... If you've got fur, which is not attached to your coat...
If you've got what?
Fur.
What's fur?
Fur. I'm not part of the... It's an individual piece.
It's stuck onto the thing?
No.
How's it gone?
It sticks on the reflector.
Or the Velcro?
Yeah.
So that's part of the beggar. That is enhancing the beggar. It becomes now a part of the beggar. That becomes part of the beggar. That adorns, that makes the reflector, doesn't make the beggar look nicer. That's a side issue, it's making a shmir on a person. When you're making something attached to the beggar that makes the beggar look nicer, that's part of the beggar, that's mutter. That's okay to do. I have to say, actually, another interesting about this reflector, I bought from Rishon Rishon Zalman, says it's interesting, we'll come to this in a minute actually. He says it's doming to a kamiya. Now, we haven't got this really nowadays. We have got one of these things. The kamiya in the times of Shulchan Aruch was an amulet. It's something you wore. It was meant to be a skula to protect someone. So Gemara says, if that kamiya has been tested and it works, I mean, it used to be, it was a protection for a certain illness, for example. So Gemara says, if it's a mumcha, if it's been done by a mumcha, and it's been used, it's good, the person has to wear it. It protects the person. So I think Shlomo Zalman says that these reflectors are not worse than it. It's doing the same job. It's not worse than it. It protects the person. And therefore, why should it be different? And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that these reflectors are okay. Other poskim are not so happy with it. But the Maisa, I think the minig is, the Maisa people are makel with these reflectors. They allow a person to wear these reflectors on Shabbos. Where has it come in, this amulet? Very interesting thing is that I said to you just a few minutes ago that a woman can't wear jewellery, lechera, tucked under a blouse. That's no good. There's one exception to this, and that is an Evan Tekuma. An Evan Tekuma is used for a woman ever who's worried about during pregnancy that she's going to lose a child. So it's a skula, it looks like this thing called an Evan Tekuma. I wrote down. It's like kamiya, yeah, it's like kamiya. So I wrote down, it's interesting what this Evan Tekuma is. The Evan Tekuma is, it's a natural stone which is hollow inside the centre, and there's apparently a little stone that sits inside it. I've never seen anyone see that Evan Tekuma?
How have you?
I know someone here's got it. I forgot. I wanted to ask him to have one, actually. But there's a gemach for it in town here. It's a Purim Skola, yes. So there's a gemach in town for it. There's someone here who gives it out, the mosh, yeah? So that stone there is... Now, what happens, the lady wears it not on top of a blouse. She wears it underneath, like it's underneath her shirt, or a blouse, whatever it's called, yeah? So there, the chur, that's mutter, because that's like a kamiya. That's money's like a kamiya. It's an amulet which is made to protect the person, and it's been proven, it's got a skula where it works, it seems to have been tried and tested, and therefore that's much better. That's okay, Taka.
But the same thing that you might be used as a head for when it's icy out, where grips that's strapped on the shoe.
It's a shmear for you, that's much better. It's also like a shmear. First, that becomes topple to the shoe, it becomes money's topple to the shoe. So if it's galoshes, his mummy's warned you up, you're right, but even these grids or whatever, these things that...
Yeah.
You're saying that becomes also to shmira for a person, it stops the person falling, but that's much better, yeah? The reflector is like an indirect thing. This is much better than the reflector. It means a person can walk safe. I mean, it's like a stick for a person. If a person can't walk anywhere, he's scared he's going to fall. But when you walk in the street, you need the stick. That's really better. It's not mummy's the same. It's not mummy's the same. It's 100% right, but I'm just saying it's a similar idea where it's mushamish to good mummies, that's much better. That's more or less these halachas of tachshitim, I think. I'm just trying to think what else we missed out. Okay, that's more or less the tachshitim. Let's move on to today's topic, very also very interesting. And that is wearing slings and plasters and all these things on Shabbos. Is a person not to wear that on Shabbos? So the general rule is that anything which is made to be merapa the guf, anything which is meant to help the body get better, there's no problem whatsoever on Shabbos. So the moshel person has got a burn on his hand. So he's got cream on his hand, he's got a gauze and a plaster and a bandage right around to protect it. That's all being merapa the guf. That's a way of healing the body. That's certainly mutter. That's bottled to the guf, and that is allowed to be worn on Shabbos. Yeah, so the shai is on Shabbos itself. That's much more of an issue here, to put it on Shabbos. The cream first was problematic on Shabbos. So someone's got a burn, that's a mamish, a serious case, it's a mamish, quite a serious chodesh to a person, right? What?
Bad
nappy rash, I'm saying, it's very uncomfortable. You're talking about for a child. Hopefully for a child, not a man. Hopefully for a child, such a thing, yeah. So the moshel there, such a thing there, which is mamish merapa the person. So you put the moshel, this is a pseudo cream or whatever, and then normally you leave it empty, yeah? You don't put anything on top of it. But I'm talking about, but you put something on top of it now. put a bandage, for example, on top. So that's also into a shayla. Can I put the moshe? Let's say a man. Can he walk out with a nappy? There are people now who can't control themselves. Can you walk out? Can he walk out with a nappy? Sorry. That's a different thing, my friend. That's not for embarrassment. Here, the law is a person doesn't want to dirty himself. Yeah, he's going to be very embarrassed. Yeah, that's right. So there is to protect the person from being embarrassed. He doesn't want to soil himself. And it's going to be inside the goof. It's going to bother the body. So that's zichr mutter. That's definitely allowed to be done, taka. That case there is mutter. Who are doing a woman, the washel, for example, she's feeding, and sometimes the milk comes out. So it's embarrassing for her, first of all, yeah? It's going to make her wet, it's uncomfortable. So she can put these pads on. She's allowed to wear these pads, which absorb the milk when it comes out. That's also a necessity, in a sense, to stop the goof. If you're wearing something which is not really, there's not really a shadow protecting the goof, it's just not to dirty the garments, that's much worse. That's much more of an issue there, yeah? That's much more of a problem. A person wears something on his body to stop his beggar becoming dirty. That means, I'll give you an example in the washroom. Let's say someone's got a little cut on his hand. Hey, it doesn't hurt at all. But he doesn't want to get his shirt dirty. He doesn't want to, when he moves his hand, he's going to get his shirt, nice child's shirt, whatever it's called, he doesn't want to get red, he doesn't want to ruin the shirt. So he puts, let's say, he wraps a bandage around his hand to stop the shirt getting dirty. That's much more of an issue, that tucker. Because there, you're not doing it to morap at all for anything. You're just doing it in order to stop your garment getting dirty. That's a big shayla. That's not posh about that. Oh, so if you're doing it to protect the goof as well, let's say it's a tiny little cat, so you're not worried about it. Yeah, you're right. That's true. But if that's true, if you're kavonis for that as well, then you haven't got a problem with the moshe, yeah? But I'm saying, if a woman, you have to know what I'm talking about. Sometimes a person's worried about something becoming dirty. If it's just to make something, stop something becoming dirty, then that's not really a head to wear that on Shabbos.
Well, they'll have to put a tissue in the shoe.
Yeah, that's also becomes bottled to the shoe. That's also mutter taka. You're allowed to do that. It's mashama in your hat. So the person's hat doesn't fit on properly. It doesn't go on well. So a person can put a tissue inside the rim of the hat to make it fit nicely. That's taka mutter, because that becomes now topple to the hat. That's mutter. I just tell you one thing that's interesting. I haven't got this minig, but somebody got a minig, especially on children's shoes. They put a carrier bag over the socks. Anyone heard of this minig?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, actually, they put a carrier bag over the socks, that when the child puts his shoes on and off, it's very easy to slip on and off. Otherwise, it might be hard, it might hurt the skin. You never heard of this? I've heard of this before, actually. It's an interesting thing. That is a problem, actually. That's not doing anything.
They're very good at carrying
bags. I mean, you can't see it. It's a little plastic bag or something, which is tucked in, I suppose. What? I'm not sure if it's new or old. I don't know how it works. I'm not sure. Do you know when they do it? When it's new or old, I'm not sure how it works. People do it. I don't know. I've heard people do it. I don't know.
You can't wear a plastic on your hat. It's just for the hat.
Yeah. Yeah. So here, it's not doing anything. Yeah, it's not doing anything. That's like a problem. So wearing a bandage and a sling and all these things, which are wrapping the goof, they're helping the goof get better. That's all right. Who are doing, what's it called, these teeth braces, whatever it's called, a brace for teeth. That's all merapa the goof. That's all helping the teeth stay straight. That's using for the goof. That's all that is mutter to do. that's allowed. Interesting, though, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, there's a halacha, let's see if we can find a halacha, that you couldn't put a piece of material in your ear to stop the cold air going in. I mean, if a person's got a cold, for example, it doesn't want his ear to get infected. So I understand, I have Mr. Brewer here. Mr. Brewer says, well, a person must have a shawl, he mustn't do it. He says, a person's worried about cold air going into his ear, so he puts some sort of stuffing, to stop it, material or whatever, inside his ear to stop it. The shawl says that you mustn't do, because we're worried it might fall out, etc., etc., and you might carry it. Interesting chashash there, you mustn't do it. So he brings this over here, though, for Shabbos. See if Kuf Memanov, I think it is. Very interesting halacha, this Kuf Memanov. You can't put like some sort of material in your ear. It ain't a kosher, but it's not tied to the ear. But the chora, he tied it. What a possum say this? That nowadays to put cotton wool into the ear is different. Why is it different? First of all, the cotton wool normally fits it very nicely, and it normally sticks in. Secondly, if the cotton wool does fall out, no one will put it back in again normally. It's not chashash. The chashash in the Shulchan Aruch is that person might have the material on the floor, he'll pick it up and he'll walk with it a bit and then put it back in his ear. That chashash doesn't really work nowadays. It was talking about an expensive material which was made for the ear, so you don't want to lose it. Nowadays, the cotton wool that we've got normally, either it fits very well in the ear, so it's not much of a problem, yeah? And also, it's got no value to it, the cotton wool. So if it falls on the floor, it's not going to bother picking up again, and therefore there's a chashash that he might carry it for amas, it's not really applicable. And therefore, to go out, taka, with cotton wool in one's ear, it happens to us that people are, they don't want to get cold air going into their ear. That is taka mutter to do. And the Maestro Possum says, mutter, he brings it over here. Mutter lost him, seven, gevra, munakwa, osnoi, in mitrosso, in noema, asma, tsa, makmasa, ruachwa, koi. He wants to stop the cold air or the wind going inside it. Ruachwa, ora, that's what he's allowed to do. In the soul, all these things are mutter to do, the Maestro, they're all mashamish, they're making a person walk better. It's much more comfortable for a person to walk. And therefore, that is allowed to be done. Sorry? Glass,
that? String.
That's not really good. Yeah, but you can't do that on Shabbos. In fact, you can't do glasses hang down on Shabbos. The earmuffs, we said, are similar to gloves. Well, nice, a lot of people say earmuffs are right, because the person wouldn't take off, really. All right, wait a second, let's stop there. Yeah, on Shabbos, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.